From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Sam Rink. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Sam. It's great to be here. We have higher trade in early action. September corn up 4.25 at 4.43 1/4. November soybeans up 3.5 at 11.81 1/4. September wheat up 9 3/4 at 6.41. Looking at equities, Dow Jones last check up 100 points at 53,985. September WTI oil down just a touch, down 24 cents at 77.05. We did get some more positive signals of U.S. export demand. We had some flash sales here early this morning announced by the USDA. 8.7 million bushels of soybeans to China and 11.2 million bushels of corn to Mexico, our number one trade partner on corn there. Some of that was from both the 2026 and 2027 crop years. So it's good to see that demand. Also, more signals of U.S. soybean demand. Sinograin continues to auction off soybeans in China as they continue to clear inventories for newly anticipated imports from the U.S. and Brazil. Rumors swirled yesterday that China purchased an additional 10 to 15 cargoes for fall shipment from the U.S. So that's exactly what I think the U.S. farmer wants to hear right now. Better demand. We want to raise the crop and sell for a fair price. That's the long and short of it. There's very little margin for error for soybean stocks here in the United States, and they seem to be poised to be the price-setting leader. New crop carryout on U.S. soybeans is only 310 million bushels, but renewed export demand here, like I mentioned, U.S. crush expansion has really increased that domestic presence for demand here, as you want to see domestic processors and the river kind of battle it out to buy the product. And we're using a 53 national yield for soybeans. We might see an update on that next Wednesday. We'll get our August 12th USDA report. So that could be a very big market mover middle of next week. Funds are estimated to be net long 67,000 contracts of corn, net long 128,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 21,000 contracts of wheat. We'll get updated CFTC official positions as of Tuesday, later today. Looking at the weather, drought conditions have really increased in the upper Midwest states of North and South Dakota and Minnesota and parts of Nebraska. So their crops have really gone the wrong direction here throughout the growing season. And conversely, they've really kind of stabilized to gotten better here in the Eastern Corn Belt. 7-day precip forecast has heavy rains for parts of Indiana, Ohio, Northern Illinois, and parts of Iowa. So looking like a wet forecast here for the Eastern Corn Belt coming up. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Danny. Here's a look at your IPM news forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today. Partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 84 degrees. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees and a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 1A is coming up on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You can stay up to date on your news and local weather at ipmnewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Sam Rink. Thanks for listening.